Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's a big show.
Show. I, of course, am Sign Guy. I am joined by Nick Iggy. Nick, episode 3. Are you hugely excited for episode 3?
Oh, I can't promise that I was hugely excited for it. It was, I think, my least favorite one so far.
Would you say mildly interested?
Mildly interested, yes. I will go that far.
Well, we will take that then. Now, this one started up with the daughters and Cassie watching some television, and all of a sudden the picture went out. It turned out that the Big Show and Terry were installing cameras for alligators along with a home security system designed to prevent alligator attacks, apparently. Now, once the shenanigans went down and Terry and Big Show got tripped up by their own security system, they moved on to a scene where JJ's teacher, the one we saw last week, Miss Riggy, coming by the house. She explained that JJ had tested high in her test scores and was a genius, which caused Big Show and Cassie to laugh for precisely 12 minutes while the teacher sat reading a magazine. She wanted to enroll JJ into the accelerated program. And so Big Show and Cassie were all for that. And it turned out while that's going on, we had Mandy running for president of the lower schools. She decided she was going to be president, and she wanted to run against a classmate by the name of Taylor Swift, which greatly excited the Big Show until Mandy explained it wasn't T Swizzle, it was a similarly named classmate of hers. Now, while Mandy's getting ready to do her presidential campaign, Lola explained she wanted to go find a place to get her nails done. She hadn't found a place in Tampa that suited her, but Cassie knew of a place, so she wanted to go do some bonding, essentially, with Lola. She wanted to kind of have like a nail date. Now, we saw JJ and Mandy after that, discussing more of their story arcs with the Big Show. And then they went into talk with the teacher at JJ's school with the accelerated program. And that was a guy who said he was Xavier McDaniel, but he said you could call him Professor X. So JJ wasn't feeling it, wasn't really interested in the class, but no, Big Show had taken her there to look around. She didn't feel it. Now, Lola and Cassie had decided after they were done with their nail date that they wanted to see a concert put on by someone named Hallie Graham that was a hologram of a person that emerged from a holographic flower. and they went to the concert. Cassie was getting into the thing. She'd put a pink streak in her hair that wasn't going to wash out in time for her work meeting the next day, but she wanted to kind of bond with Lola, so she decided to do that. And they were having a great time at the concert, more or less. And at that concert, it was suggested they get a tattoo of the logo that Hallie Graham has. And Cassie was all for it. But the next day at breakfast, when Lola was going to mention something to the Big Show, Cassie kind of was like, oh, we'll talk about that in the car. Don't worry about it. Show tried to pry out of Cassie, who reluctantly said they were going to get tattoos, which Big Show put a kibosh on right away. Cassie still wanted to do something. She's like, well, maybe we'll get belly button rings. Big Show was like, no, you can't do that. She's only 15. We put the kibosh on that. And then over at the lower school, Mandy and Taylor Swift, her classmate, were discussing the duties of the president, and Mandy was explaining how much work it was. Taylor Swift decided that was more work than he anticipated. He wasn't for it. He decided he wanted to just vote for Mandy because it seemed like she knew what she was doing. Then we get a scene we'd have been anticipating for a few episodes. JJ had revealed that she was kind of scared to go into the accelerated classroom. Big Show, in an effort to make her feel better, said that he gets scared and his fear is mascots. So when Big Show gets a knock on the door, there is Terry in what appeared to be a dinosaur mascot costume. Big Show just punches him straight in the face, wants to run out of the house. JJ explains, no, that's just Terry. I had him do that so he could confront your fear. It's an intervention. He repeatedly hit Terry, who is in that costume, because he's scared of them. It's the reason they hadn't been to Disney World, apparently. Big Show calms down somewhat, but keeps hitting Terry, who begs him not to hit him anymore because he doesn't have good health insurance. Then we see Mandy back at school, and she's at a vegan club party, apparently. Taylor Swift has apparently changed his mind, and he's going to run for president, much to the chagrin of Mandy, who asked him about his brownies that he made for the vegan club. And then Taylor Swift, in a little bit of a dirty move, said, oh, he brought cookies, and they aren't totally vegan. And all of a sudden, he gets a bunch of strange looks from the vegan club. And then we go back to the school where JJ is, and she goes into the class. There's a kid that walks up to her immediately, says they had missed her, welcomes her back, and she asks him if he can build a computer from scratch, and he can. So she's like, oh, you might be useful later. So she's hooked up with this little kid that's in the accelerated program to potentially allow her to hack into things. And she seems to be all right with going into the accelerated program at that point. Big Show, meanwhile, has lodged this big expandy ball onto his hand. He can't get it off of him, so he just walks out wearing it, saying he'll Amazon Prime them a new one. Then we also get a scene where Cassie and Lola go to the tattoo shop to get their tattoos. Renee, the tattoo shop owner, is trying to sell them on snakes. They don't want to get snakes, so Cassie's like, well, we don't know what to get, so let's get out of here. And Lola's like, no, we'll get the mask, the logo, and then we'll have our initials and the date of the concert put in the heart. And Renee's like, yeah, I can do that. Second he put the needle to the skin, Cassie was done with it. She was out of there. She didn't want to do it, but right before they left, she's like, oh, I got a great idea. Her great idea ended up being that they both got little dots tattooed on their wrist, and one little dot. Big Show was fine with that later on when they got back home. And they sort of wrapped that episode up. We saw a little bit with Mandy saying she was going to win the president from Taylor Swift, and JJ was fine. Lola and Cassie had bonded. They essentially said at the tattoo parlor that Cassie was trying to be more of a friend than a stepmom, but Lola went at the opposite because her own mother was really young when she had Lola, so she was more of that role, so Lola was looking for something else. Did I pretty much get everything, Nick?
Yeah, I think you nailed it. The only other thing, at the end of the episode, JJ had her classmates over, and they were trying to solve a plan how to break into a candy factory. Earlier on in the episode, when they said that JJ was smart and going to be in the smart class, they said, well, she's either going to use that as to be the next Steve Jobs or be evil like Gru from Despicable Me. And the kids kept saying bananas, just like the minions do, which kind of ensures that JJ is going to be an evil genius.
Indeed. And she had all those kids there, including the kid that was saying that he could build the computer for her from scratch. Sadly, that was the only instance, I believe, in the series of that kid. He seemed like he was maybe going to be recurring, but I believe that was the one and only time.
Well, they like using one-offs on that show.
Sometimes that's true. Now, this was the only episode, I believe, certainly to this point, but I believe maybe in the whole run, they didn't really reference the haunted house this episode.
I was going to say, no haunted house.
They referenced Cassie going to work, but no specific on what she was doing, just a meeting, and she's going to have the pink hair.
Yes. Well, you know, hopefully it comes back. I know it will come back, but I'm excited. I just want to see where that goes. I need to know about the haunted house.
Absolutely. It's going to be pivotal. I guarantee you that. It's going to be a pivotal plot device. But, yeah, we got the payoff from the first episode when Big Show mentioned he didn't like mascots. That was a huge plot point in this episode. What did you think of Big Show beating up poor Terry every time he put on that mask?
I felt bad for him, but like, it was just a mascot head. It's not harming anyone, but with the Big Show's punches, I'm sure it would.
Absolutely,
he doesn't hurt that much, but he slaughtered him.
He just full force punched him right in the nose when he opened the door.
Just like you
always a little
from the Big Show. Yeah, I felt bad.
Terry's credit, though, he didn't go down. He stood. He was shaken up a bit, but he didn't go down from it.
He went down the second time because JJ had to step right over him.
That's true, but the first time he just took it. You don't see that very often with the Big Show.
No, he took it. He's a true pro. And it's probably because of that mascot head. The mascot head.
Oh, without a doubt, he probably had 3 to 4 inches before it actually connected. But even that, I got to give it to Terry for taking it.
Being a trooper. I think that was good. We finally got the mascot story going on in there, which I wasn't sure if it was going to pop up, but I'm glad it did. JJ's an evil genius.
And then we also got a little bit of an Easter egg for Seattle basketball fans because the teacher was named Xavier McDaniel, which was the name of one of the great Seattle Sonics of all time, Xavier McDaniel.
I did not know that.
A little bit of Seattle supersonic history for you. He was one of the all-time greats of the Sonics. And then we also, this episode, we got introduced to Taylor Swift. He's going to be a regular cast member from this point out. Our first look at Taylor Swift. What did you think of the way they introduced him here?
I think it was fine. I liked him. I don't think there's anything wrong with him. I like the name Taylor Swift because right away you knew, like, oh, well, he's just going to use that to his advantage. And then he did drop some Taylor Swift songs in there when he was running. Said, write my name in the blank space. There won't be bad blood between us or something like that. So I think that was nice. He seemed like a very nice guy. That's like, he's really chill. He's really chill and laid back and just kind of going with the flow of things. So I think I'm digging Taylor Swift right now.
I think so, too, and I like how Big Show is all excited, which he will be every time they mention him in the series from this point out.
Good. I think that I like running gags like that.
Absolutely. He gets all excited. She'll mention Taylor Swift, and Big Show's like, T-Swizzle, and he's all up and ready to go to a concert, and then they're like, no, the kid in the class. Like, oh.
Disappointment. That's in.
Well, for episode 3, who do you think was your favorite character this episode?
You know, she's had it every single episode. I got to go with JJ again. I think she is absolutely the highlight of the show.
Going into an accelerated program for geniuses, even though she was scared, which a little uncharacteristic for JJ. You wouldn't think she'd be afraid to be around smart kids like that, but showing a little different side.
That's what I like, to show the different side of her. Usually she seems like, well, like she said, she's usually the smartest one in the class. So she's scared to not be the smartest one in the class. So I think that was a nice way to add another layer.
I think you're right there. And I'm going to go, my favorite character this week was Lola. I like how she was amped up to spend time with her stepmother and do some bonding. But at the same time, she didn't want Cassie to feel like she had to be the best friend and do all the things that someone Lola's age would do with her. She wanted more of a authority figure, more of a parent type of relationship with her, which was a little bit different. She could have taken advantage of Cassie, obviously, but she chose not to do that. She was kind of the voice of reason in the episode.
Yeah, which there's got to be one. And I can only imagine being a step-parent, like how hard it is to try to border that line of being liked by the stepchild and trying to be their friend and trying to be like a parent.
I'm not sure because they haven't really specified this, but it didn't seem like there was an astronomical gap in ages. I'm guessing that probably 15 years, maybe, about the gap in ages between Cassie and Lola?
Yeah, I could see that being the age gap between the two. 15 to 20 top.
Yeah, I would say somewhere right in there, just going by the age of the other children and so forth, somewhere in there. Now I'm
I think they'll still have a good friendship regardless.
Oh, yeah, for sure. She definitely implied it, but she just didn't want it to be more exclusively like that, which was kind of how Cassie was thinking she felt. She kind of seemed like, in her mind, that's what Lola was looking for. So it was nice to see her kind of explain that, no, she needed the parenting more than she needed the buddy pal to do all the things that people her age did.
Yep.
And for my own edification here, can you confirm, is Hallie Graham an actual artist?
I don't believe so, no.
That was my
I never heard of Hallie Graham.
I hadn't either, but at the same time, I don't go to a lot of concerts that 12 to 15-year-old girls might gravitate towards.
I've never heard of her, so I'm going to say no. I think it's almost definitely just a made-up artist for the show.
That was my instinct, so we'll go with that. Now, on the flip side, was there anyone this episode that you didn't particularly care for or think worked very well in the episode?
I hate to say this, but I feel like the Big Show. I feel not so much him, but like his character seemed dumber in this episode. You know, it's always like, oh, he's a giant, so he's got to be an idiot. I feel like they definitely played more towards that in this episode than the previous two. And it's like, okay, stereotypical big guy, big wrestler, he's got to be a dummy. So I feel like that's where they went with him in this episode.
Getting his hand stuck in the flexi ball and freaking out on the mascot and getting hit with the tranquil dart. I can definitely see that.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I get it. Like, he's a little bit of a dummy, but I think it overdid it this time.
I think
the
one I didn't care for, we saw her last episode too, but I didn't care for her in this one, was JJ's initial teacher, Miss Riggy. She is just kind of an annoying tone about her, putting over her kickball league. Like, it was like a big, huge deal when it was just a local kickball league, and her team was, I believe she said, 0-14, and then she's expecting them to know her from that. Then she sat there reading a magazine, apparently, for 12 minutes while Big Show and Cassie laughed. That's kind of weird to have your child's teacher just thumbing through your magazine, sitting on your couch for that period of time. Seemed a bit strange.
Oh, yeah. And a little strange that they had such little faith in their daughter. Our daughter's smart?
Did, yeah.
No way.
Now, the other thing I thought was strange, and I'm guessing it wasn't really the actress's choice. I'm guessing it was in there. But it was one of the few times that Big Show and Cassie got referred to as Mr. and Mrs. White. They don't really refer to them like that very often in the series. It's usually just Big Show and Cassie, or sometimes they call Cassie Mrs. Show. Very rarely use that name.
Yeah, true. I like how they were talking about the class, and JJ, like, they're trying to convince JJ to be in the class, and she's like, I'll do it for you, big guy. Just start calling Big Show big guy. I'm like, I like that. Because, like, yeah, that's his daughter, but, like, they're also buddies.
That is true. And then later on, when she gave Big Show the speech during the mascot intervention, she called him Sweetie. And Big Show was like, that's literally the exact same speech I got you, including the Sweetie part.
Yeah. She's like, well, it was a good speech. So
she didn't change a word.
Dynamic. Nope. It's a good dynamic, those two. Wasn't my favorite episode, but they're still, like, introducing new characters and whatnot, so they're still getting their footing. I didn't dislike it.
I think next week it's going to rebound. I think you might like next episode better. So
good.
We're definitely going to see a lot more of Taylor Swift. He's going to be an integral part. Big Show doesn't seem to feel as threatened by mascots anymore. So I think it's a pivotal episode in kind of launching us into a few new things and the haunted house is going to be back in a big way.
Good. I'm excited. I'm real excited about what's going to go on with the haunted house and where they're going with that.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's pretty much it. Do you have anything you want to plug, like perhaps a book by the title of There's No Punchline, an Independent Wrestling Joke Book?
Written by Nick Iggy, out now. Yes, contact me directly, $13, includes shipping and handling, PayPal, Venmo, or if you want to send me money another way, contact me directly. Go to our pro wrestling tees, the Carnies, and follow me on the Twitterverse at @NickIggy_.
But not literally, because that's creepy.
Yes, don't follow me around unless you're going to buy me a meal. Then you can't follow me around.
Noted. Well, you can follow me. You can look me up on the Book of Faces. Just search for Sign Guy. You'll find my fan page on the Twitter, @SignGuyHPW. You can find us on Turnbuckle Turmoil. Tomorrow's guest will be Bruce Mitchell from the Pro Wrestling Torch. So lots of ways you can find Nick Iggy and myself. We'll be back with you next week for episode 4. Everybody be safe out there, and we'll talk to you then.
Well,
take care.
It's the beast.